found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you today? On a Thursday, Jim and Trent, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. If you want to get in on the program, it's easy. 264-1700. That's 264-1700. Great show lined up today. 420, Seth Gruen will join us from Bleacher Report. Do some Major League Baseball with him and Big Ten Unfiltered as well. 440, Troy Wyman joins us from the Hawk Heaven. Always good when Troy's on. And John Cannon will be coming on to talk a little NBA and the Looney Tune-ness that took place today. And it is nuts. That's at 5 o'clock. Ken Silverstein on the Big Ten Conference and the NBA as well, coming up at 5:20. Man, my head is still spinning with everything that was going on today, Trent.
Oh, really? A busy day, is it? What's been bothering you? What's happening over there?
Just all the trades. You don't expect that to take place
NFL
normally.
Trades? College sports?
I don't
trades?
Think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well,
no?
They could have. If it would have been college basketball trades,
yeah,
that would have been entertaining. Right, I can tell you that right now.
Sorry, you're going to be taking your chemistry class now. You're going to be doing it a couple states over. Good luck.
Yes, exactly. We have traded you from Iowa to Poughkeepsie University. Look, I've never seen a trade. You know, I've been on this planet a long time, and I can't really remember a time. I was trying to think back where I have seen one team just obliterate almost their entire roster and bring in so many different people, and particularly in the middle of, well, it's past the middle of the season, and now they got to get all of those people all on the same page with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I've just never seen anything like it. You followed the NBA at least a little bit. Do you remember anybody blowing it up like the way they just did?
No, not in this fashion, and I think it adds a little bit of intrigue here, and we'll talk more about the Cavs later on in the program today with our man Ken Silverstein. We'll talk some more about the NBA, give you a hard time. But, no, today has been fun. And Cleveland, they're going the wrong way. You know, things have not worked out. We'll see you know, exactly what that roster looks like. But I watched a lot of them last night as they were playing the T-Wolves and bumping around, just watching so much basketball last night. And it's a roster that just it wasn't working. And to go to this route and bring in a veteran in George Hill, a guy that's got a lot of experience. He makes a lot of money, too, but you do that. You bring in some young guys that you're hopeful for. Jordan Clarkson's been around for a while, but he's still only 25 years old, and you bring him in, and Larry Nance Jr., and Rodney Hood, who, when he's healthy, he's a really good player, Jimmy B. You go down this route, you reconfigure it and see, because the East, it's still wide open. Yes, the Celtics might be considered the favorite. We'll see how this comes together. But to go to this route, Isaiah Thomas on the sidelines, and after the victory, you know, there was a bunch of Twitter tape last night. I saw people posting quick videos of the one guy LeBron didn't celebrate with last night was Isaiah Thomas. What did that mean? Mm-hmm. Well, we found out today. And we saw it. And this is why the NBA trade deadline, it can be so compelling, because you can reconfigure your roster in a way where, all right, here you go, 25 games left. Let's see what you got. I think it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting and highly entertaining when they get all those guys in, and we'll see how long it takes for it to all mesh together. Look, I'm sitting at the refreshment stand last night. I've got the T-Wolves and the Cavs on one screen. I've got Purdue and Ohio State on the other. And on the third screen is Iowa State and Texas Tech. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, all three of those games I was highly interested in, and they all turned out to be pretty entertaining, except for maybe the last 4 or 5 minutes of Iowa State. Trent, we talked about it yesterday afternoon. They were in the hunt, and then eventually foul trouble and lack of bodies, it caught up to them. And that allowed Texas Tech to pull away. And the score doesn't really indicate how close that game was for 35 minutes of the 40.
You know, I was sitting there at halftime, down 7, and it didn't feel like Iowa State played very well. And that kind of gave you a little hope. All right, you didn't play well. You're right there with Texas Tech. Played well with them. Come out. You're there. You have an opportunity, like you said, till that final stretch of the ball game. But Tally, he struggled with his shots so much. And there was some of the most hideous shots you're ever going to see in that one. But that's what happens. It's a depleted roster right now. It was a depleted roster coming into the season. And now you're playing without Wyler Babb. You're playing without Hans Brace in that game. And you saw guys that were just put in tough spots. Then you take it to another level because of the foul trouble of Cam Lard. And that's what happens. Cam Lard, I thought last night, he was the best player on the floor regardless of the side. And Evans was good. Yes. And we saw a big shooting night out of Smith. But overall, he was playing at that level. And his upside is absolutely immense, but only played him 20 minutes. He was saddled with foul trouble throughout. He is so good, Jimmy B. And you think of the upside of what he can turn into and just how good he can be. Jimmy B, he looks like a pro at times. He looks that good.
Yeah. He's got game. It's raw, but he does have game. And next year with that front line when Michael Jacobson shows up, they will be very formidable on that front line, Trent. Next year will be a totally different type of team than what fans are seeing right now. Hey, look, this team, they've got injury issues. Babb may not play the rest of the year. They've got guys that are making mistake after mistake because they're legit freshmen. And then guys get gassed because they're not used to playing that many minutes. So, you know, from that standpoint, it is what it is. We had kind of thought that they would maybe be an NIT team. Now I don't think that's going to be in the cards either.
No, it's difficult to find a path for them to get there. You know, they're sitting at 12-11 right now, but this is what they have coming up. And it shows you the ridiculous nature of the Big 12. You're home for the next two. Unfortunately, it's Trae Young in Oklahoma coming to town, and then Kansas after that next week. Then you go on the road to Kansas State, who themselves picked up just a monstrous win last night. At one, they weren't playing very well. They lost a couple in a row. They go on the road and beat Texas, and I think help solidify themselves as an NCAA tournament team. After that road game, you come home, TCU, team that throttled you when you play down there in Fort Worth. You go to West Virginia. They're going to be making a look amends from what happened earlier this season. It's Oklahoma State at home, and at Oklahoma to finish up, they would have to be probably 3-4 and then win a game in the Big 12. Find three victories in there. Find three wins in there, Jimmy B. It's nearly impossible to do when you're looking at it realistically, and especially, like you said, without Nick Wyler-Pat.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem that they have. And they'll go for a stretch where they will make shots, and then they're going to go for minutes where you said, well, Tally threw up some things I've never seen before. So that is just going to be the way it is. Look, do they have a chance in these games? Yeah, they have a chance. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, anytime you walk on the court, you have a chance. But it's just not realistic, particularly the way you just set it up.
So one thing that came out to me is watching and starting to get away. It was a competitive game. You know, it was it was there for a time. What was it? I mean, it was a 8-point game, 4-point game with 7 minutes left. And that's when the slide started to happen. But, Jim, in a game like that, when you are depleted, 5 minutes for Terrence Lewis. I understand. I'm a Terrence Lewis fan. I believe in the kid. But 5 minutes, isn't it time now? All right, let's see what some of these younger guys are doing. And instead of Donovan Jackson playing 37, you play him 32, and you get a few more for Lewis. It feels like we're getting at least, if we're not there now, we're getting very close to the time. You got to see what Long and Lewis can give you. And Long's now a sophomore. If it's going to be after the season, hey, look, we got a lot of guys coming in, and the minutes aren't going to be there. And you say, like we saw with 700 other guys, hey, maybe it's time for you to transfer either closer to home or just find a place that makes sense for you. And for Terrence Lewis to see a guy that'll be a sophomore next year, is he going to be part of the plans going into next season?
I they may just have too much coming in with the recruiting class that Steve Prohm has coming, plus the guys who are sitting out this year that we have chronicled with Shayok and Jacobson. It could be, unless there's leaps and bounds in the offseason of his game, there just may be too many obstacles. Look, it's obviously Prohm doesn't have confidence in him because he limits his minutes. Mm-hmm. And coaches are not going to play players. You know how it is, Trent. Not going to put you on the court for any real length of time if they don't have confidence in you.
Only a guard, one guard coming in, though. A couple of small forwards, a power forward.
Yeah.
In a kind of three-guard lineup, you know, whatever. Those small forwards might be considered guards, however you look at it. But I don't know. I would like to see more of him. We'll see if that's going to be the case going forward. But here's the exciting thing, Jim. This team, okay. It's a lost season, not even going to be postseason more than likely. After things wrap up in Kansas City, the season's going to be over. But you get Trae Young coming to town. You get Trae Young coming in Oklahoma on Saturday. You get Kansas after that. That's always a fun game. The fan base is always so excited for when Kansas yep. comes to town. We've seen certainly teams down from Iowa State standards beat Kansas before in that building. But Trae Young, last time we had a one-and-done guy quite like this was Kevin Durant. And if you remember that season, Jim, he didn't make his way to Ames because there was actually 12 teams in the conference at the time. And you didn't play a full home-and-home schedule. And in the rotation right. that year, Texas didn't make their way up to Iowa State. So an opportunity to see a guy like that in your building, that's pretty cool.
I think so. I mean, if look, you have to understand where this team is right now, and meaning where Iowa State is. So once you realize that, then you're going to see Trae Young. I mean, you're going to cheer for your team, but Trae Young is the draw here. And then the following game with Kansas, you're going to boo the hell out of Kansas because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, you've got a couple of good home games. Look, if I were a fan, I wouldn't go in with expectations. Oh, we're gonna kick Kansas' ass. No, you're not. We're gonna stone Oklahoma from one end of the court. No, you're probably not gonna do that.
But they could, Jim.
But
they could.
They just throttled
West Virginia. They pummeled this Texas Tech team at home. Those are top 15 teams.
They did, but it's different now than what it was just a couple of weeks ago. And with Babb not there and with the short bench that Prohm has to work with, that I just think things have changed dramatically. That's all for Iowa State.
Here's the thing, though. You didn't have Wyler Babb for West Virginia.
I know.
So,
I know that.
You could go in with some expectations, knowing that, yes, it could go the other way. No, I'm just saying there's still a lot to cheer for, and you get two great opponents coming in. I don't think the expectation should be that you should win, but go in there that you have a shot. You have a shot. If you can beat West Virginia in that fashion without Wyler Babb, you certainly can beat Oklahoma. All it takes is a great defensive effort, going up there, slowing down Trae Young, because we've seen the team around him. They have some question marks. And same thing with Kansas. You had Kansas on the ropes in Lawrence. There's a possibility, Jimmy B. That's all I'm getting to. There's excitement for Iowa State.
Fair enough. I'll go with that, but I'm still not I'm not going to sit here and say, well, they got a 50-50 shot. I can't do that.
60-40?
70-30.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good with that. 70-30.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking some baseball with Seth Gruen. What in the world is happening with these baseball free agents?
Nothing.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I am struggling with that. We'll talk with Seth coming up here in about 5 minutes. Coming up at 4:20. Also, Troy Wyman, as mentioned, he'll be by. We'll talk Hawkeyes here in hour number one. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. 1-800-333-3333. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number 5 with fries. Hadn't stopped for lunch, made me realize it was just my ride.
Oh no.
But with a new Febreze car, I got it under control. Now they come in light or bold. Choose how you roll. Febreze car, roll with me and breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
This is Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock here on the Big Talker, Seth Gruen has been on our program several times. We enjoy having him on the program. We're going to do some Major League Baseball conversation with him. Seth, how are you, my man?
Great, guys. How you doing? Getting ready for this?
We're doing terrific. Yeah, yeah. How come? I mean, the big talk today, of course, was all the deals in the NBA, including the Cleveland Cavaliers almost getting a brand new team. But in Major League Baseball right now, Seth, it's like crickets. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of working theories, as you know. Some people are screaming collusion. Others, more realistic, tangible reasons. I think a big reason right now is honestly Scott Boras, right? He represents about a dozen or so free agents and big-name free agents. And as we all know, he's very difficult to deal with. He's a really, really tough negotiator, and I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing the market move so slow. And I think he represents such a large number of those players, and some players who are really critical dominoes in the free agent market ultimately starting up in earnest, that he's kind of plugged up the system just because, again, he's so difficult to deal with.
So, moving past that, the word of collusion. Collusion with the owners trying to keep these prices down. The Players Association signed a deal. I believe there's three more years still left on this. There's just not a whole lot that they can do. When the word collusion gets thrown around, are you a believer? Do you think, that's just a cockamamie theory? That doesn't happen anymore in baseball.
I think in this day and age, it's really, really difficult to pull off. Because I think there are enough owners out there that are willing to just spend money to win. You know, how could you pull off collusion in the George Steinbrenner era? Because he was willing to write checks. Even a guy like Tom Ricketts is willing to spend money on players to win. I just believe, as I said a minute ago, that there are more tangible reasons that we're seeing this market move so slowly. As far as the pitching goes, I think you've got questions associated with almost all of these frontline starters who are currently free agents. You know, a guy like Jake Arrieta, I personally believe his best baseball is behind him. But he's a guy who's still reportedly looking for a $200 million plus deal. Well, you know, those two things don't jive. You don't pay $200 million for a guy whose best baseball is behind him. You don't pay for past performance. You pay for future performance. So I think it's a strange confluence of just a lot of players with question marks associated to them, a lot of the front-end players with question marks associated with them, the fact that Scott Boras represents a lot of them, and look, most general managers in the game don't like dealing with them, and I think when you look at those two factors, that's made for an unusual offseason.
Having a good conversation right now with Seth Gruen from Bleacher Report on Major League Baseball. Okay, so we've had some guys, though, shift around a little bit, and then you have the zaniness that is taking place in Miami with Derek Jeter now in charge. Is he just blowing up the entire franchise so they can make money their first year and then start to reinvest with years after that? What's his plan? Do you know?
You know, I couldn't really tell you except to say that it's the trend in baseball right now, and I think a lot of people are riding the coattails of the Cubs World Series and Theo Epstein has more credibility in the sport, or really maybe more credibility than any executive in all of sports. Because I think in Chicago, too, we're seeing fans of other teams like the Bears and the Bulls have more patience as those teams reset in very similar ways that are associated with their sports. It's not necessarily the kind of rebuild that we saw in baseball, because obviously, in particular, football doesn't have a minor league system, and the NBA's minor league system, the NBA DL, isn't necessarily truly a system of development like the minor league system, where every one of the players you draft goes into it. But I think a lot of people, back to that concept with the Marlins, I think a lot of people are able to ride the coattails of Theo Epstein. And I just think it's in vogue to hit the self-destruct button on a franchise and start over, and I really think that's what the Marlins are trying to do here. You know, is profitability probably important to that ownership group in their first year? Absolutely. And certainly they can get closer to profitability by offloading the salary of, let's say, a Giancarlo Stanton. And look, you know, we do live in a free market society, so I understand why the owners want to make money. You know, by that same token, I don't necessarily know that there's a more tortured fan base in baseball than that of Miami Marlins, so I understand why everybody's up in arms. Yeah, but if this ownership group is able to make good on what they're ultimately promising, then I think we'll look back on this year and say, look, they were just doing what every other team in baseball was doing, and that's hitting the reset button, trying to acquire as much young talent as possible, and looking to win 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
Seth, to some of the guys that are still out there and want to get your thoughts first on you, Darvish, Milwaukee, Minnesota, and the Cubs have all been talked about at varying degrees. There was a report over the weekend that maybe L.A. with the Dodgers is where Darvish would like to be. They want to pare down some payroll, though, if they're going to give him a contract. What's the latest there? I know a lot of fan bases here in the Midwest holding out hope that you, Darvish, will be signing with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think what it comes down to is dollars and cents. And not just you, Darvish, but even Jake Arrieta. There's only a select few franchises who can actually afford to take on the kind of contract that both players are looking for. And I think the smaller the market, the harder it is ultimately for a player to land a destination. But again, you know, there are injury concerns. Yu Darvish has an injury history. So I think there are legitimate concerns amongst front offices about writing that big check. And that's really why I see the collective sort of general managers really, really gun shy when it comes to all these pitchers, because here again, you know, the MLBPA is the strongest players association in sports. And once you write that check, you can't get it back. It's guaranteed. So I think at the end of the day, people kind of want to cross their T's and dot their I's as it pertains to you, Darvish. And I just think you're seeing across the board an unwillingness to maybe pay the price tag that he's asking.
How about some of the next level starting pitchers? Jake Arrieta, you know, maybe the Cubs come back involved if he doesn't end up in Chicago. And Alex Cobb, Lance Lynn, guys that are solid. And I don't think any of these guys are going to end up getting what they thought they were going to get beforehand. But is it just a waiting process? Let's see what Darvish can get, and then we'll, you know, get our contracts. You know, you wonder about those guys. We're getting so close to spring training here. These guys got to get ready. You want to know where you're going to be.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, it's a really loaded question because we haven't been in this situation before where there's so many top-end players still on the free agent market. And I think as it pertains to, you know, sort of that second-tier group of free agents in general, not just pitchers, but that second-tier group, people are still waiting to see where the dominoes fall with that A group there. And I don't think that people are going to go for, you know, whoever they believe to be the second, third, fourth, and fifth pitcher available until they see what happens with one and two. And I think people in particular want to see what's going to happen with Jake Arrieta and Yu Darvish. And as long as they go unsigned, everybody thinks they have a shot at them. And if they're the agreed-upon best starters, then I think everybody, even the teams that you might think those other guys might ordinarily end up with, are going to continue to remain in that sweepstakes and see if they can negotiate that price down. And until those two guys sign, I really believe you're not going to see the other guys sign, because each and every year we've seen it, we've seen that domino effect, and we just haven't seen that first domino fall yet.
I'm real curious because you referenced the fact how players are dropping the collusion word around. If there is collusion, A, how do you prove it? And B, when will these teams try to sign these players? Look, pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report here in another couple weeks.
Yeah, how do you prove collusion? Jimmy, that's really, really tough. You think about just how long it took the FBI to investigate the NCAA. I mean, that took years and years. I think the way in which you can really prove it is to somehow get a hold of emails, text messages, documentation that suggests or, you know, just flat out implicates owners in colluding with one another to drive salaries down. I'm sure, look, the players, of course, want people to believe in this. They want pressure put on the owners. But ultimately, it's very, very difficult to, you know, it's very, very difficult to prove. As far as what do you do, pitchers and catchers are getting close to reporting. Yeah, absolutely. But the beauty of sports is that everybody is playing on the same field. Everybody's playing by the same set of rules. Everybody is playing in that same ecosystem. So even though you look at a team like the Cubs that still needs that frontline starter, everybody's in that same predicament where all these guys are out there and ultimately, assuming they do get signed in the next couple of weeks, are going to be coming into spring training sort of behind the eight ball. So each and every team is having to deal with this circumstance.
Weird, weird offseason. Hey, let's jump over to the Cubs in your hometown. They're in Chicago. Offseason for them, again, just still waiting. But expectations for another World Series, you have to figure that people, all right, you get the World Championship last year, a step back, but you got to figure expectations or World Series are bust. Is that what you're feeling in Chi-Town?
Yeah, I think the World Series are bust for the next 10 years, to be quite honest with you, Trent. Look, that's what was promised. I think, to be honest with you, some of the fans in Chicago tend to be a little soft. They say, well, you know, we got to the NLCS again. That's a win. But really, it's not. I mean, you know, the fan base sustained and had to watch losing teams for really 3-4 years before they saw a team really poised to win a World Series. And the idea behind it was that if you suffer through this, we'll compete for the next 10 years for one. So I absolutely think that that's the expectation, just based on the promises the front office and ownership made the fan base alone. But then you look up and down the roster. I mean, Anthony Rizzo, you know, year in and year out, he's the guy who's going to be an MVP candidate. Same with Chris Bryant. And then you look at some of the other players, the Javi Baez, the Kyle Schwarbers, the Addison Russells, guys who, you know, just have been celebrated as having so much promise. And, yeah, absolutely. This is probably the most talented or one of the two or three most talented rosters in baseball. When you got that, yeah, it's World Series or bust.
All right, we'll let you go with this. Seth Gruen joining us, MLB talk, and a little Big Ten here in a moment. But last thing on baseball, two teams that surprised last year that I mentioned with you, Darvish, in the Brewers and the Twins. Good farm systems, good young core coming up. Who would you put money down to win, to get to a World Series, let's say over the next 4 years, the Brewers or the Twinkies?
Wow, that is an outstanding question. I'll sort of flip it around, and I won't look internally at both of those teams. And by the way, I think that what both the Twins and the Brewers have done is nothing short of remarkable. But I think on the basis of the fact that the Twins are probably in a little bit easier division, mm-hmm. And that the Brewers have to compete against, well, notably, obviously, the Cubs, who still have a really, really strong and really young core. I'll go with the Twins. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Brewers are raising a trophy over the next 4 or 5 years.
That'd be awesome to see. All right, last thing. You also host your podcast on the Big Ten. Hoops going on last night. A great comeback by Ohio State. Shocked by that one. And Chris Holtmann has done an unbelievable job. It's been a down year in the Big Ten. We'll see if it's 4, maybe 5, even some people maybe talking Northwestern and getting the mix and making it 6 out of the Big Ten. But when we get to the NCAA tournament, will these teams have success? Will it be looked at as a disappointing year? Crystal ball it for us looking forward, how things are going to be for the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament.
You know, it's interesting. I think it's our favorite national pastime, the bag on the Big Ten. And I don't know whether that's jealousy and people feel like, with the commissioner and Jim Delaney, that the Big Ten is sort of the Yankees of college conferences because we always seem to get that extra team in or get that team into the college football playoff this year, notwithstanding, obviously. But to be honest with you, I think it's going to be quite a strong performance. I think in Michigan State and Purdue, you have two bona fide, not just Final Four contenders, but national championship contenders. I think Michigan is capable of making a run if they can play some consistent basketball on the offensive end, you know, I think Ohio State, wow, what a job that Chris Holtmann has done. He's my pick for National Coach of the Year to come in like that in June and to be able to take that team and really vault them to the top of the Big Ten. To me, he's done the best job of any coach in the country. And I think, you know, he's got some competition there. And Matt Painter actually did a segment on the podcast about this. But, yeah, I think you'll see a Big Ten team in the Final Four. And heck, I think you could see a couple depending on how the bracket shakes out. So I think it's going to be a very, very positive march for the Big Ten. I don't know that we'll see as many Big Ten teams dancing as we're used to. But for the most part, I think you're going to see a lot of the teams that do get in, play late, and get into that second weekend, if not the Final Four.
Good stuff. Hey, Seth, good catching up again. Spring training, we are getting closer and closer to baseball season, but a lot going on in the Big Ten. Thanks, as always, for your time today.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
Give him a follow on Twitter, at Seth Gruen, as he joins us here on the program. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking Hawkeyes next, speaking to the Big Ten. Troy Wyman from Hawkeye Heaven will stop by. We will talk with Troy a little bit about the Hawks, the performance against Michigan State earlier this week. A look forward to Ohio State and some football recruiting as well. This portion of the program brought to you by New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358. That's the number to call. Start feeling better. Started back in the fall, and it has helped me not just lose weight, but just have energy each and every day. You hit that lull in the afternoon, they've been able to help me out. Custom programs to help you get in better wellness with New Leaf Wellness. Again, 650-1358. We're talking Hawkeyes next on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
A winter storm warning in effect for northern Iowa tonight. 4 to 8 inches expected there by morning. About 1 to 2 possible here in the metro, low near 16. We'll have a few snow showers around Friday. It's going to be a colder, breezier day with a high near 17. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Need help? Dial 211 for assistance with things like food, rent, utilities, job training, family crisis, and much more. United Way of Central Iowa's 211 helpline is free, confidential, available anytime, and you'll get help from someone right here in Central Iowa. When you call 211, a trained professional will assess your needs and connect you with the best possible options for local support and resources. Dial 211 or visit 211iowa.org. That's 211iowa.org.
From United Way.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across Central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. This state tournament is pinned to you by Whitey Exteriors for roofing, siding, interior, exterior, and painting needs. Make it Whitey Exteriors.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's, because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
We're back with you. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Right now we're talking Hawkeyes. Troy Wyman joining us from Hawkeye Heaven. Our conversations with the guys at Hawkeye Heaven, presented by Murphy Tower Service in Carlisle. Earn while you learn with their apprenticeship program. You know somebody in the market for a new job. Youngster, maybe looking to get into the business, Murphy Tower Service can help you out. Find all the information over at murphytower.com. Troy, good afternoon. How are things?
Oh, things are great. Good to be back on the show, you guys.
Oh, glad to have you once again. And, well, Tuesday night in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes played incredibly well offensively against Michigan State. That defense may be a different conversation, but even in a loss, Troy, at least for me, I know a lot of people say there's no such thing as moral victories. I disagree. With this squad and the way this season has went, even in a loss, I walked away feeling pretty good about the way that they played. Your takeaway?
The moral victory term, I love that term because people say, oh, well, there's no such thing as a moral victory. But when you're actually on the court and you're actually part of that team, it is. It's an absolute moral victory for that team to have come just a shot away from taking Michigan State to overtime after the season that they've had. It really was an incredible game. For a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, the crowd, it doesn't turn out as well as you would expect. Well, at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's not great, but the number of fans that were there were really loud. They had a great time, obviously, and the Hawkeyes played well, and it absolutely is it's a moral victory to be able to play down to the wire like that. It stinks in the moment when you come so close mm-hmm. and don't pull it off, yep. but as this team, I'm sure the last couple of days they've thought about it and been, man, we played really well. They were having fun. They were playing fast paced. They put up 93 points, which is one of the most they've put up all season. Guys were making shots. They were into the flow of the game, where we haven't seen that so much as of late. So yeah, they come up short, and the defense, it is what it is. It's just not very good right now, and they're trying to work through it. But to have that kind of a game, even in a losing effort, it's a memorable game for the season. It's something they definitely can build off of with five games left in the regular season.
All right, I'm going to take issue with what you said. Definitely something they can build off of. Every time they've come up with a W at home, they've sucked pond water the next game. So how can you basically say that, okay, they put up 93, still lost, gave up 96, but you don't know. You don't know if this team is going to go to Rutgers and poop the bed there, or go to Nebraska and stink up the joint. Until I see it, and I get where you're coming from, Troy. As a fan, I understand you. But as a person that looks at basketball and has an opinion about it, I got to see it before I can believe it.
Well, I completely agree with that, I guess. I guess I just say it's something that perhaps they could build off of if they choose to put their heads down and go back to work and treat every game the way they treated the Michigan State game. I think sometimes guys get too complacent when they go on the road at Illinois. They ended up winning that game in overtime, but that doesn't nearly have the energy, the experience of being a part of that game as compared to hosting number 4 Michigan State. And I think those intangibles play a huge part in these games. But I completely agree that, you know, yeah, it's easy to say, oh, maybe this is the turning point. We've said that, what, 7-8 times this season?
Yes.
And none
yes.
of them have
yes.
been the turning point. So
right.
this one could be, and they got another test on the road at Ohio State, but it just comes down to you have to play your best basketball in the Big Ten, and the Hawkeyes haven't done that very often. They happened to play some of their best basketball on Tuesday, but they were playing the number 4 team in the country, and then they came up short.
Talking right now with Troy Wyman, HawkeyeHeaven.net on the hotline with us here today. All right, Troy, well, it's basketball. It's Ohio State up next. We will see with the road trip to Columbus for the basketball squad. But a big day yesterday for the Hawkeye football team as they put a cap on their 2018 recruiting class. Different this season as a bunch of those guys sign with the new signing day in December here, but Hawkeyes capped off their class. Your thoughts as you look through this and what Iowa's got coming in for the future?
I think they did a really good job. I know Kirk Ferentz said yesterday he feels like they got a lot of steals, and that always sort of seems to be the case with Iowa football. You come away with guys that aren't usually the 5 or 4-star. You get an occasional 3-star, but mostly the team is always built of 2-star recruits that they come in, they develop over a few years. And then, you know, then we'll see what these guys are made of. But they're not the cream of the crop necessarily, to put it that way, coming out. But they did a great job, I think, this season. I think there's 40 new additions to the team in total. I look at players like Dylan Doyle from Iowa City West at linebacker, Seth Benson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The linebacking core, Jaden McDonald, that they got from Georgia, that's a big find. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the position groups really where we think there's going to be the most drop-off. Obviously, linebacker's one, and then running back would be another one, I think. Henry Giles is in that position there now, so they need any help they can get. I know Tyrone Tracy and Samson Evans have both been rumored to potentially move over to running back if need be. So I see a lot of playmakers. I see a lot of guys that I've heard a lot of good things about, especially being versatile, where maybe we could put them at running back or at wide receiver, a couple positions that might be a little slim next season. But all in all, I think they did a really good job. I think Kirk Ferentz and the staff, I know they don't like change a whole lot with the early signing day, but I think they ended up doing a good job working around that and landing a couple guys in the last couple days on National Signing Day.
Having a good conversation right now with Troy Wyman from Hawk Heaven here on the Big Talker 1700. Okay, I'm not a big recruit guy. I know that your sites, and like other sites, they live for that stuff. And I'm a guy who says, okay, show me when you put the pads on and I see you on the field, and are you a college athlete? Do you find then that people get totally giddy on your site on recruiting day? I'm just asking an honest question here. For me, it's not a big deal, but your fan base, do they get totally giddy about that?
I think it's fair to say that they do. I think it's not so much about thinking that an individual is, wow, this guy is the savior at this position, or he's the new leader before he's even stepped on campus or graduated high school, for that matter. But I think it's just the prospect of there's somebody new coming in. There's the prospect of one of these players could potentially be the next Josie Jewell or a Josh Jackson or somebody that we're going to see in the NFL that really not many other people in the country are talking about. And I think that's what's interesting with Iowa recruiting, is we don't land the 5 stars and the 4 stars that, okay, of course they're going to go on to have successful careers, probably get a shot at the next level. Iowa's recruiting, their rosters are always filled with guys that we'll see what happens. Some of them might pan out, some of them might not. But I think it's people get really excited about, okay, trying to pick out who of this group could be the guy that steps up in their first year or the next year or becomes a four-year okay. starter that works their way from being a two-star recruit up to a superstar. So I think it's more so, yeah, we're all excited about the new players, but I think it's the prospect of seeing what these players become over their 4 or 5 years in the program, and we want to be able to say, I knew about him as soon as Iowa signed him. Just competing like with your friends, like when you're playing fantasy football. Oh, I knew he was going to have a big year at wide receiver. You just took a chance on it, and I think that's what fans like. They want to look at a guy, you know, maybe like Dallas Kreideth, and say, oh yeah, he's the guy. I knew that before he even stepped on campus. Just to make it sound like they know things that their friends don't.
Yeah, I've done it with all my friends, and it's the same way. And my guy was, in fact, the first one to verbally commit here, Jeff Jenkins, along the offensive line from over in Illinois, Crystal Lake High School. I just, there's something about his tape. He didn't have a ton of big-time offers, but he committed early to the Hawkeyes. So who's your guy, Troy? Who's the one that you're putting your bet down on?
I think Jaden McDonald at linebacker that we just landed from Georgia again. He had some offers in the last couple of weeks. He went to a couple SEC schools. If I remember correctly, he was a verbal commit to Rutgers, or not Rutgers, maybe Nebraska, somebody in the Big Ten. I'm drawing a blank on who it was, but I remember he was a steal. I think he's been, and maybe it's just because he's very prevalent on social media compared to some of the other guys, but he, I think coming down there from Georgia, had plenty of offers in the SEC, and you know, he sees something in Iowa that he likes. So, and there's, like I said, looking at the guys that are in playing linebacker, there's plenty of opportunity to step in and be able to compete for a chance on the depth chart here in year one. So there's no shortage of guys. Like if you would have chosen somewhere in the SEC, maybe he's definitely going to have to sit a couple years. Mm-hmm. He might be a guy to step in year one. So he's my guy that I'm hoping maybe to come back and say in 4 years, see, I told you guys. Yes. I told you about Jaden McDonald.
Love it. Hey, Troy, always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for your time. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. Great catching up. We'll talk again next week, maybe.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Troy.
Troy Wyman checking in. HawkeyeHeaven.net is the website, and, of course, the big fan page over part of Facebook. Stop on out and check out all the great work that the guys over there are doing. And our conversations, once again, presented by Murphy Tower Service. Jimmy B., an hour in the books, an hour to go. Are you ready? You've been a little light on the work here the first couple of days, so I'm not sure if you got it in you.
I'm fired up, man. Fired up. And I want to get into former Iowa Ames, Iowa boys getting a chance to play together now on the same team. That's Doug McDermott traded from New York to Dallas, and Harrison Barnes is already on that roster. This is going to be highly entertaining, at least for people that followed both of those kids' careers when they were in high school.
A cool story. The Mavericks are terrible. I'm not sure how much Mavericks basketball is going to be taking the airways. 5 o'clock hours next. We'll talk about that more.
We talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KVGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a heavyweight battle in the SEC as Texas A&M hosts Kentucky. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Doug Gottlieb and me for all the action as Tyler Davis and the Aggies look to avenge an early season loss to Kevin Knox and the Wildcats. It's the Texas A&M Aggies and the Kentucky Wildcats. If it's NCAA...